The fifth quarter.
Fifth quarter, thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses. They're made to outlast any other. How are you sleeping on the new Sandman mattress?
No, seriously, we just bought it on Thursday. 2 weeks delivery, but right. Fantastic. I went through the drill. Geelong owned, K-Rock supporter, support Geelong business, all that sort of stuff. Great stuff. I'm really looking forward to putting my head down on that mattress in 2 weeks, Kingy.
So we're just waiting for the Blues to huddle up and have it. Their song. We've got the Chris Barker sisters just doing a little bit of photograph work out there. I'm guessing Georgie probably would have preferred to have had it not with her nose potentially across her face. The Blues are just huddling up and we'll attempt to take the song for those of us of the navy blue and white persuasion that are keen to hear the Blues belt it out. But it looks like both the Chris Barkerses are going over to do something. I'm not sure whether we might be able to take that from our TV feed here inside the EJ Whitman Memorial Broadcasting Box. They're going to, Fox, the host broadcaster, are going to speak to both the Press Barkers, and we'll get to that in a second and hear from both Georgie and Maddie. And there actually legitimately
there is
a cup. Well, it might be time to take the feed from Fox Footy.
Congratulations. I believe this is going to be presented to you. It is the cup for the Press Barkers Cup.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks for that.
29 disposals today, mate. That's a huge game you've played.
Yeah, I think, it's good to get a win on the board, but I've tried not to get emotional, but I think to play with your sister is something that I'll be forever grateful for. Not playing with her, sorry, playing against her. We've never done it before, and sort of to live our dream playing AFLW and being able to run out against her and almost break her nose was the best experience ever, and I'm sure it's a day we'll never forget, and same with our parents and stuff over there.
And it must have been hard seeing her go down as well. You know, copped a pretty heavy knock. There was a lot of blood. You had to change jumpers. It was pretty emotional.
Yeah, it was. I thought the amount of blood she had coming out of her nose, I thought she broke it, and I felt pretty bad, but lucky to have a few more long sleeves in the bench to give to her.
Georgie, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling really good, although it's not great not being able to get the win. I'm happy Maddie's won, but yeah, she wasn't lying when she said that she was going to go out and tackle me as hard as she could, so cop that.
And how do you feel about the whole game, playing against your sister? It's pretty special.
Oh, definitely. It's such an experience, and so last minute, I never expected it. So yeah. What a quick turnaround. She started really well in the first quarter. It got dangerous, but our girls were really good, and hopefully we can get a win next week.
And was it what you thought it was going to be, what it was going to feel like to play against each other?
Oh, I don't really know how to feel about it, to be honest. I just sort of went into it like any other game. Obviously, having her out there and lining up on her is a bit strange, but it was really good.
I think it was kind of weird. Like, our parents are actually on holidays at the moment. They drove from Echuca down here, and we both left Thursday morning to go training and said good luck to each other. And then I got to training and she rang me and was like, we're versing. And I was just like, what the hell? Like, and yeah, I just got upset. I was like, that's just the best. Like, we knew that we weren't going to schedule to play against each other in the home and away. So to do it last minute is awesome. And yeah, she sold a bit of candy but didn't finish the goal. So she'll have to work on that during the week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
No worries.
It's everything we love in life.
Maddie and Georgie Prasparkas there, thanks to the host broadcaster in Fox. So the Prasparkas Cup. No, my sources were right.
They were, Kingy, which is terrific. Look, bit of theatre. They spoke very well.
Yep.
And how happy they are to be playing and to play against each other.
So it's the first bit of silverware the Blues have won in their 6 years of the competition.
Yes, I'm not sure that they'd be thrilled about that little point there. But nice little memento for Maddie's bedroom, I reckon, and Georgie will be keen to take it off her next year.
So is it... I'm guessing, is it just what when they play each other that they keep it? Has somebody done it for them?
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
It would just be, I reckon it's just a personal joke between the two sisters.
I'm not sure it's going on display with the 16 VFL AFL Premiership Cups at Princess Park. It may, but the Blues are just huddling up. We're waiting to take their song. The Cats players are just doing a little bit of fan engagement, or as much as they're allowed to do. I think basically it's throwing footies into the crowd. The days of, at the moment, of autographs and photos and stuff are... well, not a bygone era, they'll be back, but just for the
Gabby
moment.
Yeah, Gabby Featherston's giving out a few elbow bumps down there.
I suspect there's probably a fair contingent of the family who have come up from Apollo Bay for this one. The song, obviously, they've just got to, I think, waiting for the host broadcaster to meet some commitments before they get into that. Collingwood 6-5-41, St Kilda 2-2-14 was the other result from the contest today as we go around the grounds. And in the cricket, I'm no doubt there will be people listening. England making an absolute hash of it again, 9 for 182.
Consistent. They are very consistent. But they focus on the good performance, Kingy. Australia
here's,
are going
here's
really
a Carlton
well.
Song. So there's the Carlton song, the Blues victorious this evening by 14 points as the sun sets over GMHBA Stadium on a beautiful Geelong night. Carlton 4-7-31, Geelong 2-5-17. We're in the fifth quarter thanks to the Sandman Mattress Factory. Sleep better with the Sandman's locally made two-sided mattresses made to outlast any other. So I'm not sure what else we're doing AFLW-wise, Neildy, but I expect come round one of the AFL season that you have a full report on your new Sandman mattress.
Absolutely, Kingy. I'll start riding it within the 2-week period. No problem.
And, of course, we're here for APCO, our number one ticket holder. Great supporters of K-Rock football.
The fifth quarter.